Hello and welcome to Making Connections, our series of podcasts providing both informal and interactive discussions with industry leaders on the IT challenges and opportunities facing organisations today. My name is Nick Lazell, Customer Success Director at Telehouse Europe, and I'll be your host for the show. Today, I'm joined by Neville Luzardo, Sales Director at Hive, and Dirk Turek, Senior Research Analyst at CBRE. We'll be discussing the hotly debated topic of sustainability in IT. We're increasingly seeing large economies declaring their intentions to reduce their carbon footprint by using low-carbon energy sources. The UK government has set an ambitious emissions target of net zero by 2050, which made it the first G7 country to do so. As such, organisations are currently pressured to define roadmaps that will address these challenging targets. At the same time, data volumes are increasing and new technologies are being adopted, meaning the demand for power is on the rise too, presenting a big challenge for organisations today. According to our recent research issued last year, Telehouse's Connected Future, sustainability has rapidly risen up the IT agenda. 86% of IT decision makers say sustainability is important to their IT infrastructure decision-making process, while 62% say they monitor the environmental footprint of their IT operations. And finally, 82% say it's important that they use data centres powered by renewable energy. But Dirk, from your point of view, how important is sustainability in IT purchasing decisions today? And what are the drivers behind this focus on sustainability at the moment?
Well, the industry is definitely moving towards more sustainability. But there are slight differences. There are slight different fields that move faster than others. We are certainly seeing customers interested in sustainability certification that are only willing to engage with a corporation that met certain accreditations or certifications. But it depends on the size of an organization. Usually corporations with less than 100 employees tend to not be thinking about sustainability in a quantitative way, more than on a qualitative way, whereas bigger enterprises are under much more pressure and are aligning their procurement strategies with certain quantifiable goals, meaning some accreditations or credentials attached to digital services.
Okay, and Neville, does this match with what you're seeing?
Yeah, well, within the IT sector, there's been a natural shift away from energy-expensive in-house IT infrastructure to more virtual environment. IT and cloud providers are under ever-increasing pressure from organisations to improve sustainability. And this is primarily driven from the outcomes of COP26 and the new sustainability disclosure requirements, which were introduced last year in 2021. You know, climate change is transforming the way we all use energy, and customers are rightly demanding greater action from their cloud hosting providers on sustainability issues. If you look at data centers as a whole, they account for about 1% to 2% of the global energy consumption, which is unsurprising when you think about how much energy is required to house and cool their servers. So this helps to demonstrate the importance of companies using the cloud to ensure that they work with providers and hosting companies that are carbon thoughtful.
Yes, and I guess we're certainly seeing that businesses are indeed, you know, coming under more pressure, more scrutiny to measure and report on their CO2 emissions and their decarbonisation plans. Sustainability in the data center industry is no longer a trend, but a must-have for providers like us at Telehouse. Every inquiry we receive from customers looking to work with Telehouse includes sustainability at the top of the list of things that they desire in a partner, and only those who can help them meet these sustainability goals are going to be successful. So, Neville, how are cloud and data center providers responding to these changing expectations in sustainability?
I think when it comes to cloud computing, data centers, and the wider IT service industry, the environmental impact these are having is complex and, until recently, relatively unknown. Customers always expect the very best in standards when it comes to security, uptime, performance, and latency. But more importantly, that services are delivered with minimal impact on the environment. There's a real drive for companies to ensure that they're taking responsibility for their own supply chains and manufacturing processes, focusing on things like using green materials, renewable energy, and recycling old and unused equipment. When you think about cloud, every aspect of modern computing has some form of carbon price tag attached to it. With more people using more devices every day, there's a cost to the environment. And it's one that a lot of computing companies just don't pay enough attention to.
And Dirk, your thoughts on this?
I think one relevant part is the climate neutral data center pact that a lot of companies have now committed to. So this initiative was formed as a reaction to lawmakers trying to set specific industry goals with the means of setting specific regulatory frameworks. And with this initiative, the industry is trying to set certain goals, some quantitative, some qualitative, to meet these demands for sustainability. For example, certain goals regarding the energy efficiency, heat recovery, or water usage. And I think everyone is making improvements, but some are further than others, and changes need to move beyond just regulations. So supply chain is a really interesting area, particularly when it comes to carbon accounting. So there's a lot of confusion and misunderstanding around the best way to tackle this, as there are multiple ways to do so. And we are currently at a state where there is not sufficient standardization in carbon accounting. And that is currently a challenge the industry is facing.
Yes, and at Telehouse, we're doing a number of things to improve sustainability. All our data centers are powered by renewable energy sources. We're adopting the appropriate international environment and energy management standards, and also participating in government and voluntary schemes. We joined the Climate Change Agreement in 2014 and have entered into the EU scheme for emissions trading systems, which is set up to monitor and measure CO2 emissions from fuel consumption. We're also fully compliant with the Energy Savings Optimization Scheme and actively report emissions data as required by the Streamlined Energy and Carbon Reporting. We monitor energy performance through our DCIM systems or DCIM systems to identify areas where we can improve efficiency and better optimize the infrastructure based on external environmental conditions. We also recently completed a pilot with a partner called EcoSense in one of our data centers to monitor very closely and therefore give us information so that we can take steps to reduce our energy consumption. We also implement strategies to promote the efficient use of water and the reduction of waste, obviously with emphasis on prevention and reuse and recycling, and embed the circular economy approach as part of our whole design process. So you've both mentioned data centres making strides in sustainability, but Dirk, do you expect to see more companies turn to co-location to help drive improvements in sustainability? Where are businesses like ours able to help?
Yes, we will definitely see more companies moving to co-location as a means to increase their sustainability. Especially for smaller companies, this is a great opportunity because smaller companies usually operate their IT infrastructure in a legacy environment with less efficient infrastructure. And by moving into colocation, they can certainly decrease the energy consumption that is caused by their IT infrastructure. On the other hand, another aspect of colocation, which is rather unusual and more allocated to virtualization, containerization, is the fact that if you move to colocation, you have more control over the utilization of your IT infrastructure. So especially for smaller companies, you can more easily scale up and scale down your IT infrastructure, which makes it more efficient in the long run. Also, on the other hand, we see the recent price hikes in the industry, and now more and more companies are looking at colocation because colocation can provide a fixed power price, especially for contracts that are below around 120 kilowatts of IT capacity. And that is also a huge factor why especially smaller companies are now moving into colocation as price volatility in the market is continuing.
And Neville, where do you see colocation to help drive improvements in the sustainability area?
Yeah, sure. So I guess when you look at it, every action or inaction has an impact on the environment, and companies can no longer play the ignorance card anymore. So with more people moving online, companies are delivering computational products and services. They must ensure that they're doing this in the most sustainable way possible. And co-location is a great way to control these. At Hive, I mean, we have ambitious environment goals and targets, and we will only work with data center providers who are actively seeking to make sustainability part of their central core business process. So when we were looking around and selecting various data center providers, Telehouse was a perfect choice for us. Not only were they offering a secure and sustainable location for us to house our IT infrastructure, but also the flexibility and the scalability that we need to support and facilitate our future growth.
And as the power of the cloud grows, the number of on-premises infrastructure will shrink. I think that touched on the legacy environments that maybe smaller businesses host. But this is going to reduce the energy consumption for businesses locally. It'll also mean less e-waste as companies replace their infrastructure through refresh and upgrade to take advantage of more sustainable solutions around their hardware infrastructure or the IT environment. So co-locating and connecting to cloud providers from inside the facility, the data center, allows businesses to take advantage of the transparent and lower costs of energy for cooling and powering their equipment. And also with cloud computing, they tend to have less hardware running, fewer workloads, which means overall less electricity consumed. And as such, I think we can expect to see more companies turn to colo in a bid to meet their sustainability goals. Just a thought about the improving sustainability. It's not always easy, I think. So what are the challenges and the future opportunities we might see surrounding sustainability? Neville, what's your thoughts on that area?
Well, the cloud is enabling various products and services to help tackle the climate crisis around the globe. But not all clouds are the same or cloud providers are the same. So companies must consider the impact that their provider is having. So looking at things like, are they using renewable energy? Are they offsetting their carbon? And are they ensuring the most sustainable practices are in place? And I guess hosting and co-location and cloud providers who are not following those best practices will soon and rapidly fall behind.
And Dirk, from your perspective, what do you see maybe the future opportunities or indeed challenges that we see surrounding sustainability in our industry?
So I think one area that is really important to the data center sustainability is the topic of heat recovery. So heat recovery is a major topic in Germany right now. And the government is actually drafting a legislation that demands data center providers to have a certain amount of heat recovery in place in new facility. And heat recovery, as I said earlier, is also one key aspect of the Climate Neutral Data Center Pact, further emphasizing how important and how big the potential is for the data center industry, but also as a means to integrate data centers more into the overall infrastructure. For example, connecting a data center to housing nearby to provide sustainable heating. So one example that is in Germany right now is the new Telehouse facility in Frankfurt, which will deploy heat recovery to provide a nearby residential area with heat. And usually heat recovery is a quasi-standard in the Nordics, but it's a good thing that we can see more and more heat recovery making its way in the south direction of Europe, providing more opportunities for sustainability.
Well, yes, I think that's a great step forward. And in terms of the challenges will persist. How do we become more sustainable? How do we continue the momentum towards sustainability? And it's refreshing to see that there are some real world examples now for things like heat recovery that have been muted for a long time, I guess, that are now actually coming into play. So I think the next year or two, we're going to see greater adoption of other technologies around cooling, the IT infrastructure environment within data centers, such as liquid cooled racks or immersion technology, affecting the design of new facilities and also upgrading legacy data centers. You know, we'll have sustainability right at the top of the list there. It creates an opportunity to consider sustainability as a key part of any new design. And I think also from a technical perspective, other technology advancements such as AI have a huge role to play in driving operational sustainability. So how we maintain and operate the environment in the most sustainable ways that we can. We'll also look at a data-driven approach, implementation of efficient energy technologies and digital solutions that are going to play a critical role in accomplishing the goal of net zero. I think it's going to be interesting to see how companies evolve their working practices over the next few years to meet these growing carbon efficiency demands. Well, thanks for your insights, Dirk and Neville. I really appreciate you joining me both today. It was a really interesting discussion, and I'm sure there's plenty of food for thought as we move towards a more sustainable future for everybody.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure, Nick. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of Making Connections podcast, and I hope you'll join us again for the next episode soon.